the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners. Get ready to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today. Let's get started. Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Abortion is murder. I ask myself all the time, doesn't it seem to you that progressive policies always lead to regressive results in the black community? It's amazing, isn't it? Abortion, so progressive. They want to move that forward. We need abortion. We have black women representing 6 to 7% of the population, and yet we account for almost 40% of all the abortions that are performed in this country. We have a sick and twisted Governor Andrew Cuomo celebrating that you can rip fetuses, you can rip infants and babies from their mother's womb at 9 months. That, I mean, it's absolutely sickening what we're talking about here. And who is that going to impact the most? In New York City, for those of you that don't know, more black babies are aborted than born live. A hard-hitting truth is that the most unsafe place for a black child is not on the streets, it's not when they see a police officer, it's in their mother's womb. More than half of the black population would be double today if it wasn't for abortion. We've lost 18 million black babies since 1973. How's that for a progressive policy? Is that what they're celebrating?
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday, midway through the week. I am appreciating everybody that has been responding so far to my request to be have some constructive criticism. So thank you all for doing that, except for one person. And I hope you die. Excuse me. Still have a chest cold. Yeah, but I hope you die. And you know who you are. It's a friend of mine, so that's why I'm saying that. Anyways, everybody else, thank you very much. It seems like the unanimous consent is to not focus so much on the time, that people are not really annoyed with listening to me longer than 15 minutes. So that seems to be the main one. I've been getting definitely emails from a bunch of listeners, but definitely some of my longtime listeners. I would expect they're going to continue to pour in. So I'll wait and see what all the thoughts are and kind of go from there. All right. That was an older clip from Candace Owens. Obviously that was not anything new. She's still on the abortion tick just as I am. And I think anybody that truly is pro-life is, I don't think you ever really don't. You kind of just, the way news works, you go in cycles. Yeah, I mean, this week, you'll notice I'll be heavily on the border, and then next week, I might be all over Joe Biden, and the following week, I may be all over electric vehicles and energy again. It just kind of, depending on what you're getting all over that week, or maybe sometimes the news kind of leads you in that direction, because that just seems to be the main topic of that week anyways. I would assume that going forward, there's going to be a lot more about 2024 in the presidential election. There's going to be a lot more about Donald Trump and all of his legal issues. So I guess sometimes the news does lead you. But I saw a CBS News report that says the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, which is the campaign arm that helps elect Democrats to state legislature, is circulating a new memo in order to highlight what they say is the disproportionate impact of abortion bans on black women in GOP-led states. Such bans provoke strong emotional responses from Democrats, black women, state lawmakers, and causes sadness, distress, but they are not surprised. It's amazing how these people see things so much differently than you or I would tend to view things. In states, that abortion laws are more restrictive than others. All you're doing is helping to preserve lives. If that upsets you, you know, I would like you to give me an extremely good reason why, other than it's my body, my choice, because that's not a reason. That's a cop-out answer. Anybody that goes around screaming, it's my body, it's my choice, it's a cop-out answer. That means you don't have a really good answer for eliminating a child. You are, in fact, killing a child. You're murdering a child. You don't have any good reason to do so. You don't have any argument to stand on other than it's my body, my choice. And then usually the default argument after that is, what about incest and rape? And then they never really seem to get to the 99% of abortions that are done simply by choice, with either because they found out the child is going to be born with some type of a medical condition, which is horrible in itself, or they are just irresponsible and don't want to bear the responsibility of having a kid, but are more than happy to go out and sleep with anybody that they want to. Because that's really 99% of abortions come down to that, which is why I'm so opposed to them. Because I think that 99% of them could be eliminated if people would practice, you know, I don't know, abstinence, safe sex. If abstinence seems to be unrealistic to some people, you know, how about safe sex? How about not sleeping with 100 different million people? You know, how about not feeling that person growing inside of you is so disposable, as the Democratic Party sells you that it is? It's just a disposable clump of cells. Well, I'd like to remind you that in your moment where you were going to go and decide to have this abortion, that there was one point where you were, I guess, a clump of cells, and somebody allowed you to live, which obviously you're not doing with your life probably as much as they would like you to have done, but you were once in that same stage, and the choice to give you life was there, thus why you are here. They ended up saying that it's sad, but it's not surprising, you know, the abortion bans, and certainly since the fallout of Roe, we've really jeopardized the health of women in general. That was a state representative, Andrea Stewart. Listen, what health care is somebody being denied because Roe v. Wade is gone? What health care are you being denied? It's such a stupid game that's being played, and once you see through it and see past it and you understand it, you realize how infantile the game is. And it's sad because so many people fall for the game. They use big words. They phrase things in ways that sound very you know, upsetting, and they can convince people that this is a worthy cause by saying women's health care, not by saying killing babies, by saying women's health care, not by saying eliminating embryos, by saying women's health care, it gives it a whole new meaning. And so for the ill-informed and the ones that don't pay attention, for them, they're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to be somehow, some way, I'm going to be lacking some medical care that maybe I might need. So maybe I need to vote for this because we need abortions, because what if I need something that they're going to deny me now? There is no medical care that you will be denied by any hospital in this United States if it is required. Whether you have insurance, whether you don't have insurance, they cannot refuse you. You cannot walk in there with a problem. In any hospital, you can't walk in there with a problem and them turn you around and say, have a nice life. Sorry, we can't help you. Now, they can refer you to somewhere else if it's not a serious medical emergency. But if there's any type of a serious medical emergency that is going on in your life, there is no hospital in this United States that can turn you away, because you could sue them seven ways from Sunday. They are not allowed to. They are obligated to take care of you first, worry about the financials afterwards. You don't even have to have money. Why do you think that medical bills don't go on your credit? I don't know if anybody's paid attention or anybody knows this, or maybe I have said this at one point in the last few years. Who knows? I say a lot of things. But if you've ever noticed, your medical bills do not go on your credit. Why? Because they're not going to hold you responsible for paying medical bills that you may not have the money to pay. Which in most cases, if it's a serious situation, you probably don't have the money to pay, because the amount of money that certain things costs, I don't think any of us could pay off in a lifetime. It's a mortgage payment for the rest of your life. So you women that are fooled into believing this whole healthcare nonsense bull crap that they're feeding you, let me assure you, there is no healthcare that you will be lacking. If you are in an emergency situation, there is no hospital in this United States that will turn you away. You will be well cared for. So let's get back to the real issue at hand. Okay. We're killing babies. You heard the numbers that she gave you, and those are older numbers. The numbers are much higher now. You know, back then it was 18 million. We've exceeded over 20 million. Or we've exceeded over 20 million, yes, since then. Can you imagine 20 million more black Americans? That does change the layout of the land here. I mean, yeah, I always say, you black Americans, you ever wonder why you guys have been at 13% for so long? You ever wonder why? Because I'm pretty sure I can point out one really solid reason why your population is not growing the way it should. They sell this to you. It's funny how they package this up. CBS wants you to believe that you are being disproportionately impacted by the policies of all these GOP-led states, when in actuality, these GOP-led states, I guarantee you that the population of the black growth in those states is going to continue to rise. You'll do better in those states than you will in states like New York or states like California or anywhere else where they're willing to kill a baby up till the moment of birth. And they do go after the black community, because originally it was all about Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was a genius in her time. And I use the word genius only because she was able to pull something off that most of us nowadays would never even go for. Okay? She wanted to pull off genocide, and look at how well she has done. She has fooled the white liberal into the cause, and maybe not even fooled, maybe they went there knowingly. Okay, and the white liberal has spread her vision of genocide for decades upon decades. Black population doesn't grow. What was Margaret Sanger's main thing was to get them at the source, kill them at the source. If you could kill them before they come out of the womb, then you could eliminate that color. Why are all abortion places in location? Why are they always in low-income areas? Who are they going after? We're making some really positive moves forward in these GOP-led states. But I ask you, if you live in a state that is democratically run, what are you going to do to stand up for the rights of these children that are being slaughtered by the millions? It's not even a thousand. It's not a couple hundred. You know, if it was simply rape and incest, we would be talking about maybe a few thousand a year. Maybe. Millions of babies are lost every single year. Millions. Millions of lives. And I know that I've said some of these things before. How many of these lives that have been lost would have been the next Elon Musk? How many would be the next president that would turn this country into the best country on the planet? How many would be the next rock star, or the next best football player, or the next biggest accountant or anything? God, you stripped it all away before they even had an opportunity. They never even got to see the light of day, because you people have been convinced by one side that it is okay to just throw that life away. Biblically, Christians have been responsible for stopping these types of acts throughout history. If you go into the Bible and you look deeply into the Bible, if you read the Bible at all, you'll see that a lot of these gods that people prayed to in the Bibles, a lot of them, they did carry human sacrifice. That was part of it. And babies were a very, very large part of that, sacrificing babies. Christianity, we've all stopped that. We've come in and we've stopped that every single time. Well, where are all of my Christians at now? You see, you can't serve two. You can only serve one. Okay, you can only serve one master, and that master tells us that abortion is wrong. You can't sit there and say to yourself, well, you know, I understand their point of view. No, there is nothing to understand. They're killing a life. You got to stand for something or fall for anything. I don't really care what people have to say about me. I don't care what they think of me. I don't care what anybody says. If my beliefs are my beliefs, and my belief is you don't go around killing babies because you want to be irresponsible and shoot a V for victory with your legs with every guy that you see. I'm sorry. That's your lifestyle. That's it. You know what? You need some prayers. You need to go to church. You need to close your legs. You need to have some respect for yourself. We're living in some dangerous times. We're living in dangerous times where the value of human life is becoming worth nothing. And it certainly all starts with moments like this. You know, we can either stop this now or we pay the price later. I can assure you the Lord ain't going to be too happy with anybody that is pro-abortion. I can promise you that. And the reason I know that for a fact is because he sent that soul down here. And you chose, because he gives us choice, you chose to kill that child. Not him. He sent you down a gift. And because you're just not ready to have a kid, you think it's okay to just get rid of it.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.